So, hi everyone, this is the Rahul Bajaj Show. Today's guest is Surabhi Kunnel. Welcome, Surabhi. Thanks so much for joining me today on my show here.
Thank you so much, Rahul, for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're most welcome. And just for the audience, the listeners to get to know a little bit more about you, love to have you give an intro and then we can go dive into the questions here.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. I am Surabhi Kanal. I was born in Kathmandu, Nepal. I'm a Nepali American, but I've been brought up in the DMV area ever since. My family migrated in 03. I think many people know me from my pageantry and my nonprofit background, but I'm excited to discuss finance and cryptocurrency, NFTs, and more exciting stuff on this because I'm really taking a new avenue on our interview today, and I'm excited to share how I'm trying to reinvent myself.
Nice. Yeah, that's amazing. I really love the intro and actually so just to get started with the first question, could you please tell the listeners about a little bit more about yourself and what made you get in the space you're currently in?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm the last person to go to for technology advice. I hold a degree in chemistry and I'm a science student. So ever since university, I've been like, computers are boring. I don't need to dive into that space. There's plenty of engineers to go around. But honestly, after university, I found that technology is very inescapable. I mean, it's intertwined in our daily habits and it's very necessary for us to stay informed with the space. And I read about NFTs first after. Well, I follow a lot of Bollywood actors and Amitabh Bachchan actually specifically because he's a poet as well and I love poetry and I love reading poetry, collecting poetry, and I read about his NFT collection for his poetry. So I found a really personalized route, and even then I wasn't really like super curious where I was doing my homework on NFTs, but after I think the Miss Universe organization announced their NFT collection for beauty queens, I'm like, okay, there's poetry involved, there's beauty queens involved. I mean, maybe I should get into this space as well. And that's when I really found that technology is accessible for everyone because there's a personalized route where you can find your niche and your way to get into it. So then I found myself, writing poems and doing that and trying to take up space in the NFT space. And sometimes I even draw and try to become an artist. And yeah, that's really how I found myself gaining entry into the NFT space.